Right now, we are not really talking about the unity government yet, because we have to have a dialogue, we have to have a consultation, know exactly where we are heading, what are their objectives, in order to decide whether we are going to join any national government unity or not. At this time, the main concern is the freedom of the political detainees. And once they are released, we have to sit together, discuss, and find out how we are going to proceed. Because we have learned so many mistakes from the former junta back in 2009 and 2010. We have to avoid making the same mistakes.
Now, but Tiano, the coup leader says there will be no witch hunt of former ministers, but justice will take its course. How are people reacting to this? And are you taking his word or promise for it? Because he said that the mistakes of the past will not be repeated.
We have heard so many speeches, from former leaders. It's not really the most important issue when we are talking about the transition. We would like to see results. If any of us, we are fighting for the consolidation of democracy and rule of law in Guinea. So it means we don't want arbitrary arrest, we don't want injustice and so on. But we have to make sure that the rule of law is really reality in Guinea.
I understand, but what rule of law are they going to follow since the constitution has been suspended?
Yes, the constitution has been suspended, yes. But other than the constitution, we have all of the other legislation in place. We have the criminal code, we have the procedural code, we have the civil code, and so on and so on. All of the legislation, except the constitution, is in place. And don't forget, Guinea has signed and ratified all of the most of the UN treaties, the UN Covenant on Political and Civil Rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the West African Union, treaties, and so on. So even if we don't have a constitution right now, still we have a very strong and good legislation which will allow us to have a free and fair trial for anyone who might be involved in any given situation in conflict with the law.